Bob advised me. I called him, and he said, Florida's going to be destroyed. I said, what do you mean? He says, well, there's going to come from Africa, and you just mentioned it in your brief there, some of the things that come off of Africa. There's going to come a hurricane across from the Cape Verde Islands. It will combine with two smaller storms southeast of Florida. At the same time, he said, there'll be a storm come across Central America, and it'll combine with two smaller storms in the Gulf. Now, the key to this is, one from Africa will come at the same time one comes across Central America. Now, for the first time in history, about a month ago, a storm crossed Central America into the Gulf. That's never happened before. And I have a Navy weatherman who's got out of the Navy now, and he knows about these things, and we're coordinating this thing together. He said these storms will combine, and they will make two storms from six storms into two storms. Three go into one and one side and one on the other. At that point, suddenly they will combine over the state and make a massive, these two supercells will make a massive, massive storm. Now, you understand, folks, that Florida is a sand spit. It is sitting on sand, except the major buildings are put down to bedrock. The rest of the stuff is foundations floating, or actually slabs, mm-hmm. of concrete floating on sand. When this stuff liquefies, you end up with a mush. You get enough rain. And Frank just gave you the prelude to this thing about Florida. The catastrophe that's coming down there. Well, I started to write a letter because I know the man is correct. There's more things I could tell you for lack of time. We may discuss them later if we have time, that he's told me about that have come to pass. Very pinpointed things. In one case, he identified a spy, and I sent the information forward, and the spy was tagged and okay and taken care of, let's put it that way, based on the parameters of the individual's characteristics and what the individual was doing. But anyhow, with that in mind, I was typing a letter, and I typed this letter to my cousin who lives in Lakeland, Florida, with his wife, and two friends who graduated with me from high school. All of us graduated from the same high school with different years, and also a colonel who was my boss in Italy in 1960 to 62. Of course, in my letter, I said, I don't believe you folks are going to believe me, but I know if I lay out the parameters, maybe you see this thing coming to pass, you will can escape. The other storms are coming across, as I told you, and while I was typing the letter, I had asked my buddy to run the code several days before, and I decided to type the letter. On the 29th of June, I was typing the letter, and I'm looking at the copy of it now. And in that letter, I told him what was going to happen, and just as I was doing the first proofread on it, the phone rang at 14:42, that's 2:42 in the afternoon, and he confirmed, he said, I've got the storm, I've got the destruction on the Hebrew Bible code, it's a reality. So I said, uh-oh. So I put that in my letter, and then I got a copy of the matrix. If you've never seen a matrix of a Bible code printout, for example, this one for Florida has Florida. It has desolate, desolation, whirlwind, because the word for a hurricane would be whirlwind. Now it has a time frame on it. 5765 is 2004, 2005. The last day of the Hebrew year, 5765, is the 3rd of October. That's the 29th day of Elul, is the last year of the Jewish year. Also, we have to be destroyed. We have the word Arabia, Kush, or Black Africa. And that's where these storms originate, these hot desert masses. And it's ironic, Frank, that you had mentioned that, right?
Yeah.
The hot desert air masses from these areas roll off into the Atlantic and form the dangerous, what they call the Cape Verde Island storms, which move west, gaining terrible, terrible force. We also have the word Abaddon. The Bible word Abaddon, which means, I believe, destroyer.
Mm-hmm.
Then it shows 6, 2, and 1. So there are the six storms forming into 2 and the 2 into 1. Now, this is the matrix of the code. Anybody wants a copy of it, you'll send me a self-stamped envelope. I'll send you a copy of the letter. And my box number is Post Office Box 111, Wolftown, Virginia, 22748. That's Post Office Box 111, Wolftown, like Big Bad Wolf, Wolftown, Virginia, 22748. Please put something here to cover my copy costs and send me a self-addressed, self-stamped envelope. Now,
could you give the date again on that, please? What did you say was October?
The Bible code says this will happen in the year of 5765, the Jewish year of 5765, which is when we're in now, which includes part of 2004 and 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And the last day of the Jewish year will end on the 3rd day of October of this year. Okay?
So that it has to be before that day. in essence.
It had to be before that day, right. Now.
All right. Al, let me get you to hang on here because we got a quick break. Folks, we'll come back and we'll delve further into this amazing revelation and this prediction being made here based on Bible code. And other sources as well. And Al will delve into all this. And, of course, we'll take your phone calls at 1-800-313-9443. Stay with us, my friends. We'll be right back with more from Al Cuppett and more Frankly Speaking Radio. It is Monday morning, and only about 20 minutes into the interview with our guest today, Al Cuppett, and already phone lines are lighting up. And I want to give Al some more time to get the rest of this information out. Al Cuppett, welcome back to the show.
Okay, Frank, let me quote one more scripture. You know, the scripture tells us in Joel chapter 2 and also in Acts chapter 2. It tells us in there what in the latter days it says that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Joel stated it, and Peter quoted it on the day of Pentecost. And the Lord does give prophetess and prophetesses and or individual servants, handmaidens and servants, with the word of knowledge or the word of prophecy from the gifts of the Spirit, which are all found in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. You can find them in there.
Hmm.
But with this in mind, I lay this background. I call this other friend of mine who has never been wrong since 1986, and he's another guy exactly like him, but he is not as precise as far as detail as this other fellow, Bob. I said, I want you to pray about this, and I want you to pray about this because I've got the code on it. And he was praying about the time the code came in, and he called me and he said, here's a scoop. He said, I was praying about this, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, I'm fed up with this nation and their sin, and he said, I'm going to withdraw my hand of protection. I am not sending this storm. He said, Abaddon is sending this storm. Now, he didn't know the Bible code said Abaddon at that point, okay? I suspect that this could be weather manipulation. We've been talking about that for years. We couldn't prove it, but it could quite possibly be they're manipulating the jet stream. And or since Satan is a prince and power of the air, with the worship of Jesus going downhill with these perverted Bibles and perverted songs in our churches, the devil has more power. And so he has some power. We know that. He turns snakes into wood staffs into snakes in front of Pharaoh. Fortunately, Moses' staff ate up Pharaoh's snakes, but we now have this situation. One other sister said she wrote me an email, and she said, I saw the Lord's hand from Florida, his forearm from Florida up the East Coast. He said he pulled his forearm of protection away from the East Coast and from Florida. And there's also going to be a terrible destruction on the East Coast we haven't talked about. Steve Johnson told me that the Lord spoke to him and said, move out of the place in 1999. He moved out of there. Sister Grace and her husband are moving out right now. Luli, a friend of mine, she left 7 years ago, and there's been several others who are making the exodus. Now, I was also on Brother Stair's program about 3 or 4 days ago. I said, they're going to destroy Florida. He called me up. What's the scoop? He put me on the radio. And after I'd given this a half-hour scenario, he said, did you know I prophesied 25 years ago this would happen? I said, no, I did not know that. He said, you know, Jack Coe prophesied this 55 years ago or more. I said, no, but I remember Jack Coe used to come to D.C. in 1950, in a tent, and my daddy used to take me down to the power plant grounds, and we had Coe was there, and he prophesied Florida would be destroyed 60 years ago. So we're coming up on this thing, and it really looks bad. However, Bob, but also he gets a follow-up on it, and I called him. He said, oh, my goodness. He said, I'd asked the Lord. He said, if this thing I saw, this massive water spout over the state of Florida, he said, if this was true that you would call me, I wouldn't call you. And I called him. And he said, I saw white caps in the center of the Florida. He said, I see water sweeping out, washing everything out to sea. One sister sent me an email and said the Lord had taken her up some time back and said, this is where Florida used to be. And it's just one horrendous scenario after another. And the Hebrew Bible code says destruction and destroyed. I believe it completely. I wouldn't be on this program. I sent letters to my friends. I've told everybody I can. We've got 7 or 8 or 9 witnesses to this. Now we have the U.S. Army in Israel trying to pull the settlers out of Gaza. And I'm afraid if they lose a piece of land, we're going to lose a piece of land. That's basically the story on Florida.
Hmm. So we're talking about annihilation. We're talking about the state not being present.
Evidently, right. You got to remember this. What we had here, I warned the supervisors in Madison County that the Lord took the gypsy moth away. If you don't give him credit, the worst evil befall us. Twice in a row, I told them gently and good-naturedly. They didn't do anything about it, and we lost 35 out of 36 bridges when the dirt on the mountains got soaked, super soaking wet and washed down the mountainside. What's happening, was happening in Florida, or can happen, is as this rain keeps soaking the land down there. If you look at Florida, it's a map of mostly water and sand anyhow. If you take a look at a Florida state map, you'll see it's just swamps, water, and people are living on sand down there. And if this whole sand foundation becomes liquefied, and we then get 40 inches of rain and 200-mile-an-hour winds when these two supercells combine. And by the way, there's a name for the combination of these storms. And when they combine, they have Byron said there's a name for these things. And I didn't get the name that he calls it when they combine. But when I gave him the scenario, he said, man, they'll not expect this. There'll be no warnings. And in my letter, I told him, and I'll quote it for you. I said, I'm sure that you won't believe the warning. But however, I said, however, be advised that this weather cataclysm will be in the final stages. It will accelerate quickly, leaving little or no time for evacuation warnings. And that's exactly what Byron said. He said, this is what will happen. The East Coast destruction, I don't know if this storm's going to do it, but if this storm has to go somewhere, and I know two different individuals have prophesied that there would be terrible destruction all the way up the East Coast to all the way to Boston. Now, this storm may do that. It may be another storm, but the one that is going to do the destruction will have come from the Cape Verde Islands. So we're talking a horrendous situation. We are in apocalyptic times, people. This is the times of Revelation. This is biblical proportions on this stuff. And we're going to live to see it, Frank. All of us are going to live to see it.
It's amazing stuff. So basically, you've been spreading the warning and trying to get people out of Florida, I presume?
I've done everything I can do.
Yeah.
I've got a Dr. Copelson who was there, and the Lord told her to leave back 6 years ago, get out of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I called my cousin. I sent my cousin. My Aunt Mary is a born-again Christian. My cousin is not. They're going to an evangelical free church. And my Aunt Mary is 92 years old. 2 years ago, she called me, and she said, you know what? These people in this church, they ain't got a clue what salvation even is. I says, hey, join the club, Mary. Most of these churches don't have a clue.